Hey guys, thanks for tuning us in for this 16th episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole, Season 2. Special guests on this episode include etiquette pro Anna Maria. We'll be talking about her new book, The Lifestyle of a Gentleman. We'll also talk with singer and songwriter Danielle Clayhop. We'll talk about the Positive Youth Tour and some new projects for 2021. We'll also visit with our good friend, country singer and songwriter and social media influencer, Chloe Collins. We'll talk about her new single and becoming a social media influencer in the midst of the pandemic. Of course, if you would, please take the time to subscribe, drop a like, comment, leave some feedback, and share with your friends. This episode brought to you by our friends at Smiley's Breezy Vapes at 313 Falcon Road. They've got red basket specials every time you come in the door. Plus, they are in the midst of remodeling. Check out, they've got some new signs up. Plus, the inside going to be remodeled. That's at Smiley's Breezy Vapes, 313 Falcon Road here in Altus. Our first guest is the newest inspirational coach at men's personal achievement brand Fearless. Got a brand new book to talk about, The Lifestyle of a Gentleman. First off, Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to be with you.
Now, Anna, when did the work on the new book first start for you? Was this a short, easy write, or was this something that took a little longer than you previously expected?
Well, let's say that it all kind of started with my education, right? So I started when I was 4, by the way my family raised me. So I was raised in this way that made me want to share with people a certain way of living. And then it continued with my previous job, which was in the government, and I worked with dignitaries and politicians and royal family. And I saw in this these experiences a life that not the people think is not accessible to them. And that's when I decided to start writing my book. So it all started, like the actual work started a bit over a year ago. And I just had to collect all the ideas and put them together in a way that would make sense to people and would make them understand that manners are not what we perceive them as to be, like the 18th century, 19th century kind of way of being, but rather an harmonious kind of being, a lifestyle that's harmonious.
Now, what do you think is the biggest misconception people have whenever you talk about etiquette? What maybe blinders come up whenever they hear that word?
Well, I would say that people think that manners or etiquette is just the way you eat, the way you're standing, the way you're sitting and walking. But it's much more than that. It's the way you live your life, the way you decide to design your life. So it all starts, for example, with when you wake up. If your room is not tidy, is not organized, you wake up a little bit moody or not in the right mindset because it's a lot of clutter around. And then if you wear the clothes that are not clean or ironed or just fitting your body, then again, you'll not feel like your body is put into value and sending the message you want to send. And it goes all the way to your health and it goes all the way to your looks. So it's not about the money. It's about the way you take care of yourself and respect yourself. So this is where I see the biggest misconception when it comes to manners. It's about a lifestyle, not just a way of acting around.
So, and it's not just the way you carry yourself. Do you think that it also blends over into the way that you treat others and that the listening ability that you have as well?
Of course, it's a very, very important part where and the where, and not cut people off while they're talking to you, and have patience and be kind. I think these are very, very important attributes, and learning how to listen to people, not just hear them, but actually listening and registering and show genuine curiosity to what they have to say and communicate to you.
Now, Anna, what is maybe one of the first easy steps somebody can take in the journey to learning etiquette and lifestyle change, if you will?
So, for example, they should look up to the, I mean, have in mind the person that they look up the most to. And then imagine how would they prepare for a potential meeting with that person? Would they dress better, eat better, maybe go to the gym a little bit before? And then all these efforts that they would be making for someone else, should be made for themselves. So let's say they would eat better for themselves, they would dress better for themselves, and this kind of raises your value, your self value, and your self esteem. And this is where it all extends from. Because if you are not in a good shape and you're not wearing the clothes you think the most comfortable and elegant in the same time or pleasant in, and if you're not conducting yourself in the way you would do it for others to impress them, then you're not going to have quality interactions and a quality life. I would say just impress themselves. I think this is the main idea.
And all steps that anybody can take, it's not too difficult, and it's not it can be life changing, but little steps at a time can make a huge difference in the long run.
Well, yes, but I think what matters most is consistency, because you can't just decide to be in a way for 2-3 days and eat right for 3 days and then go back into your former habits and wonder why your life isn't changing. You need to do that. They say that change occurs after 28 days of doing repeatedly the same thing. So I would say take a decision, change one thing at a time, and be consistent in your change. It's in the 1% rule. It just adds up day by day.
That's right. And Anna, if folks want to find more information about the book and all of the other work that you're doing with Fearless, social media wise, what's the best way to keep up?
Well, for the ebook, go to fearlessmen.com/lifestyle. So again, fearlessmen.com/lifestyle for the ebook. And then on their website at the product section, they can find my first ebook, which is How to Win the Eastern European Woman's Heart. That's my first publication.
Well, Anna, it has been great to visit with you this morning. I wish you a very happy weekend, and hopefully we can catch up again real soon.
It will be my greatest pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely, lovely weekend and a beautiful day.
Thanks again to our friends at Smiley's Breezy Vapes for sponsoring this episode. Stop in and see them at 313 Falcon Road. They have red basket specials on their disposables, plus the largest selection of disposable flavors in Southwest Oklahoma. From the novice to the vaping legend, they've got any and all the answers and the know-how. That's Smiley's Breezy Vapes. Give them a call, 580-471-VAPE. Our next guest on the podcast today is country singer, songwriter, and we've got so many other things we're going to talk about as well. Danielle Kleehop with us today. And first off, Danielle, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Cameron. It's a pleasure.
Now, Danielle, in 2020, obviously, kind of changed the way we look moving forward with, especially a lot of artists, because plans in 2020 just kind of went to the wayside, like everybody else did. Now, how did that change up what your goals, or did it just kind of push them back just a little bit for 2021?
Well, I mean, you know, 2020 was definitely an interesting year. That's for sure. And I think no matter what industry we were in, everybody, my word for the year and still for 2021 is pivot, you know, because we've all had to learn how to pivot in some way, in all that we do, in all that we are, and in the ways that we, especially for us artists, interact with our fans. And, you know, we played our last show, it was the first week of March of 2020. That is the last time that I've gotten to actually physically be on stage with my band. And that was one of our Positive Youth Tour shows. And, you know, we had a lot of exciting plans for the year as far as touring and shows and traveling and a lot of different big plans and ideas. And obviously, you know, like, again, much like everything else, it all came to a screeching halt. You know, we played that last show, I think it was March 5th, I want to say. And it was like that following week that when, you know, lockdown started going into place and things like that. So we literally just got that last one in. And, you know, I wouldn't say, so as far as, you know, physical touring, like I said, we had so many different plans, and especially for the Positive Youth Tour, we had a lot of different things lined up. And a lot of different schools that we were supposed to go to. And unfortunately, you know, that just couldn't happen. And even that's not happening. But what I tried to do was, you know, my fans are super important to me. And this has been tough on everybody. You know, I don't care what age you are or where you're from. It's really taking a toll on all of us, even just mentally. And so I've always been really big into social media. So I wanted to make sure I upped that game even more. So I was there for them, and we were still able to have that interaction. So I went and I created like a fun private group on Facebook that ended up being a fan club called Danielle's Daily Coffee Corner. And that grew to, we're like almost 2,000 people in there, I think. Like it really grew big time. So that was, you know, something fun that I was able to do, where I got to talk with the fans one-on-one more, you know, and they got to meet each other, and there's people in there from all parts of the world. And, you know, it was a place where I got to do and still do exclusive things for them, whether that be sharing videos or music or, you know, different things like that. So for me, I really upped my social presence just so I could still be there with my fans.
Now, you talked about being an influence and also being uplifting to folks as well in that time. And how important is that to you in just your personal life, never mind the professional side of things?
You know what? To me, my parents have always just raised me to have that good outlook on everything and to always just try to be there for other people. And that's just something that comes naturally to me. I just always want to try to shed light on whatever I can. And again, going back to, that's like where the Positive Youth Tour was born from, was just, I'm a big proponent of being real. You know, one of my favorite quotes is just be you. If you follow me on socials, they see that all of the time. So I'm somebody who just tries to share the realness of everything. And with that comes good days, comes bad days. And I think that's important to show too. But just shedding light and positivity onto everything is something that's really important to me. Again, like you said, both personally and professionally in all that I do.
And Danielle, talk about how Positive Youth Tour, how did that first come to be? And you get to be seeing that ministry in your day-to-day life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I always say that the Positive Youth Tour is one of the coolest things that I've gotten to do in my career thus far. And that actually all came from, I was bullied growing up. I was a victim of bullying. And, you know, I've been singing professionally since I'm 9. I've been singing since I'm 3. So music has always been, it's what I do. You know what I mean? I wasn't doing the average things that all the other kids were. So it was hard for some of them to relate to me. And I was kind of a moving target for that, you know? So I've gotten called names. I've had things written about me on, you know, social medias, on emails back and forth from people and girls in school. And, you know, you name it, I've dealt with it. And as I was getting older, I was realizing, you know, we could take the things that we have been hurt by and use them to help other people. And this is kind of where that came from for me. You know, the thing that I love about music is, I always say, it's the universal language. So no matter how hard it is to say something, for some reason, we could just put that into music and it comes out in the perfect way. So I wanted to combine my music, and I wanted to combine the things that I have been through as far as bullying goes, as far as just my journey in following your dreams in doing something that's different, and just showing that if you combine, you know, your career with a passion and with a message, that anything is possible. And that's where the Positive Youth Tour came from. You know, we have now gone around to, we've gotten to be in front of thousands of students, and we go anywhere from elementary, middle school, high schools, and I get to share my personal message about bullying, about what I've gone through, about how I've dealt with it, how I still deal with it today, and just share my message on following your dreams, about being yourself, staying true to who you are. And about halfway through, I bring my full band out and we put on just this full-blown mini concert. And it truly is so incredible and so amazing. And the messages that I receive afterwards are just so heartwarming. And it's really cool that I get to combine both my music and a message like that and use it to make a difference.
And now that you go back to the schools and you get up and speak and sing, do you still have some of those same kind of butterflies that you dealt with before?
You know what? I think no matter who you are, no matter how long you're doing it for, you know, you always still do have that little bit of I don't want to call it anxiety, but just that little bit of, okay, where's this going to go? Because especially I try, when we do Positive Youth Tour specifically, I don't script like anything that I'm going to talk about. I have, you know, those bullet points mentally in my head of where I want to go with stuff, but I kind of just feed off of the audience. And that goes for even regular shows too. You know, I never really have, we have our set lists and we have, you know, the things that we know we have to do and say in certain situations, but I always just feed off of the audience. So I think for a blimp moment in time in the beginning, you know, like, okay, let's see, where is this going to go? How are we going to do this? But I always say that music isn't only what I do, but it's who I am. So I think that when I hit the stage, like that's my home and that's where I just feel the most at home. So once I get in that groove, everything just kind of starts flowing and going.
And as we're into the new year, what does the 2021 hold for you? What projects you've got coming up in the new year? What is on the radar for you? What is the date you're looking at right now?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, everything is still so crazy. You know what I mean? And up in the air as far as physical shows go, as far as, like I said, the Positive Youth Tour and everything like that, we're still, you know, we're still not out touring or playing live yet. But as soon as the day comes that is safe to do again, and you know, it's safe for the fans and my band and my team and everyone, and we could do that, we'll definitely, you know, be out doing it again once that's fully safe for everyone. But until then, you know, I've been working on a lot of really cool behind the scenes kind of things. You know, we released a new merch line at the end of 2020, which I was so excited about because it was the first time that I ever really had like a full-on hand in designing things and creating things that the fans have been asking for. So I'm really excited about continuing to add to that. And we are working on a lot of different partnerships and working on some other fun side projects as well, like doing, you know, like a blog kind of thing for the fans. And also working on, we might be doing something, a really fun thing that I actually haven't fully announced yet. But so everybody has to stay tuned for that. But a lot of really cool behind the scenes things that, you know, all for the fans, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't get to do what I do all of the time. And of course I have been writing like crazy through all of this. So new music will be coming out again soon. And I'm excited for that. You know, again, once we could start that whole process back up of recording and everything, and just, I truly am so excited. It's been a time where I've had a lot of time to kind of brainstorm and build up different things. And we're really excited.
Now, Danielle, what were in 2020, you talked about having some time to refocus on things. What was maybe the main focus for you? What was the thing that you were really trying to delve into and maybe pinpoint, clean up a little bit? What was that for you on the professional side?
Well, on the professional side, I mean, again, for me, I have always really been into socials. That's always been my thing. You know, I've always said that social media is something that's very special to me because I get to connect with the fans. And that was a super like laser point focus for me because I didn't want to lose that connection with my fans. And it's been cool because I've you know, with traveling and with always having shows or rehearsals and all of that, it's hard sometimes to just put your focus directly on one thing. You know what I mean? You're trying to juggle like all the different things at once. So I think that all of that time in general really, like I said, gave me the time to laser focus on that, to laser focus on my music and my brand in general, and be able to, like you said, if you like polish it up, like you were saying, you know, clean it up in a way, and just kind of, you know, focus on what I wanted that to be, how I wanted, again, my brand in general to be. So, and then I think just personally as well, like the entire year, like I said earlier, who you are, where you're from, I think we've all tried to refocus ourselves personally and professionally and just look at the bigger picture of everything. So that was definitely a huge part of the year for me as well.
And again, Danielle, you talked about the socials being so huge for you. I wanted to give a chance to make sure our listeners know where to keep up with you via social, also website and all that as well.
Absolutely. So I'm really big on Instagram. So if you are on Instagram, you could follow me there. I'm at Danny Sings. It's DaniSings. You can follow my fan page on Facebook. You could find me under Danielle, DaniElLe. You could come on over, join the fan club that's on Facebook and join the group. That's Danielle's Daily Coffee Corner. I'm on Twitter as well. And you can go on to DaniElleSings.com. For all of those links all in one place. And then once we are out touring and playing shows and doing all of that again, all of our dates and everything there as well.
All right. Well, Danielle, it has been great to visit with you, get to know you a little bit this morning. I appreciate you taking time to be on the show, and hopefully a blessed 2021 to you, and we can catch up again real soon.
Thank you so much for having me on, Cameron. I've had a great time talking with you, and I so appreciate all of your support. Thank you.
Thanks again to Smiley's Breezy Vapes for sponsoring this episode. They do have their doors open with protective plexiglass. They are doing some remodeling and renovating inside, so please just bear with the mess for a little bit. It's going to be great when it's all finished at Smiley's Breezy Vapes. Check them out online at smileysbreezyvapes.com or call or text at 580-471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8273. Our next guest and friend of the show, Chloe Collins, singer, songwriter, social media influencer, maybe on there as well. Chloe, always good to visit with you, my friend.
Yes, you too. Thank you for having me.
Did you ever think that last part would have ever been something people would have ever attributed to your name?
No, not at all. And that is really funny to hear because I guess technically, yes, but I never thought of myself as very good at social media. So it is quite the surprise.
The latest single, tell us a little bit about a new single in the pandemic, of course, along with everything else that we've had to learn this last year, right?
Yes. So my song Can't Stop is my new single. And I wrote it, I think, before the pandemic, but it fits well for the pandemic mood of finally just being over something you really thought you'd never be over. I even wrote it when I was not completely over the thing, but I was like, let me just pretend that I'm over this because I can't do this anymore. And it was, I think it kind of gives you hope in these times, like this will end. Like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. This is gonna, you know, we're gonna move on from this. So it's kind of a pandemic anthem, if you will.
There you go. She just you just attributed that, so there we go. It's the pandemic anthem. We had no idea. Well, that's why we had to have you on today, Chloe. how hard has it been? I know that you're always bright and cheery and a good influence on people, and my daughter talks about you all the time, so that we've got that going for us. But how do you do that in the midst of everything else that's going on? I mean, what is that like for you?
I mean, I have had so much time to write music, listen to music, kind of just, you know, step back and enjoy life, which is crazy because it's a pandemic and it's awful. But at the same time, being able to be home and just create, and not be, oh, gotta go to class, gotta go to this, gotta go to that. Like, I can breathe for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, solo writing, that's the thing. Let's do more of it. Like, you know, all these things, just reading a book and watching a movie and getting inspiration from it. I think there's just so many opportunities now, even though we are stuck at home. Like, let's make the best of this. Like, let's use everything we have right now, because I might not have free time later. So let me just use it to my advantage right now.
Now, what's your current binge? I mean, we all know you've got a never ending binge, but what's your current? Is there any others?
So many. I love Bridgerton. I didn't think I would love Bridgerton, but I'm very much a fan. Thinking of writing some songs about that one, might have to. Let's see. I started The Morning Show. That's pretty good. There's something else I'm forgetting. Like, I watch every single new thing that pops up on like Netflix or whatever. I'm like, okay, new thing, let's go. The day Queen's Gambit came out, I watched the whole thing. I was like, this is it, we're doing this, like, let's go. And I played chess in school for like a really long time, so watching that, I was like, oh, memories. Like, I remember this.
Now, what has been the writing inspiration? You talked about being able to write so much. What has been your muse, if you will, this year?
I mean, again, those shows and books, and also thinking back on life as well. Like, oh, remember this relationship? Like, let's just reminisce a little bit about this right now. And having all that time, I can just see new things, read new things, and having all those new plots and characters and things. It's just opening my brain up. Like, I feel something click. I'm like, okay, let's do this. Let's write a song. And, you know, I'm not limiting it just to my experiences, but I'm also, you know, kind of writing a plot of somebody else and kind of creating a story in my mind. So it's been really fun to kind of experiment with that during this.
Now it's CSI, right?
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Yeah. Criminal Minds. Yeah. Just like Trinity. What is it about Criminal Minds that draws you in? What is it about that show? Cause you're always talking about it. I know that.
Yes. I mean, it's interesting because there are a lot of crime shows on, like CSI, NCIS, all those kinds of things. But I think with Criminal Minds, they really focus on the characters and the background, and they, you know, character development, you get to know them super well, you feel like you're friends with all of them, kind of like watching Friends or something. And so I think that's super interesting, and the relationships in between everybody, and it makes for great song material. So I'm very much into it, and the crime aspect, you can get a little bit of dark mood in those songs and stuff, so I love that as well.
Now, you talked about also doing more solo writing this year as well. Do you find that harder, or have you found maybe a niche, maybe a comfort zone for yourself?
I really love it. I mean, it's great because I can just kind of sit and work things out. And if it doesn't work, I can come back to it later. And, you know, I can just, it's all in my head. And I love collaborating because I get to share ideas with people. But to bounce your ideas off of yourself is like a different level of like trying to work with yourself. It's so interesting. But I started solo writing, so I love doing it. And I hope I never forget how, because I think it's a really great skill to have.
Is the overall final editing, finally, is the stopping on the writing, is that as hard as it is as starting on a song?
I mean, honestly, probably. It can be, and I've had a little bit of writer's block during all of this as well, because everyone's like, you know, in limbo right now. We're like, wait, when's real life happening again? But it can be difficult to start a song, but once I'm on a roll, I can really like just keep going. But yeah, I think just kind of finishing it and making a final product as well, like thinking, is this good enough to release? Like, let me redo this line. Let me, you know, do this melody over again. Just keep working on it until you're absolutely certain with it.
And who's out there now that's inspiring you? What's on your playlist right now that's keeping you lit, if you will?
Well, Dua Lipa, I'm a huge fan of hers. Future Nostalgia was an amazing record. Lauv was also very good. I've been a fan of his for a while, but Billie Eilish, of course. Hoping she comes out with new music soon, because those are like the three artists, and Maren Morris, of course, who really just inspire my sound and kind of lyrical ideas and stuff. So whenever they come out with an album, I'm like, I got my pen ready. Whatever I'm writing that's inspired by this, I'm ready for it. Like, bring it.
And how are you able to intertwine all of the different sounds, the different inspirations, and still bring... You still bring country out of it, Chloe. How do you do that?
I mean, I listen to country so much, so I feel like I know it so well, and it's in me, like even with the storytelling aspect of writing the songs, that even if I'm listening to a bunch of pop, country still comes out. Like, I'm still me. So even if I'm like, oh, this is so Billie Eilish, someone's like, no, that's like Keith Urban, but good try. But yeah, I think it's just so inside of me that it's hard to just completely abandon it and be like, okay, let's go pop. Like,
now the social media influencer side of things, I mean, how cognizant do you have to be every time that you've got the camera in front of you about what you're saying, what your thought process is?
It's I used to be really uncomfortable in front of a camera, so it's interesting. Because I was like, oh, I don't know how to talk to a camera. Like, it's just a little, you know, light. What am I supposed to do? Like, it's not a person's face. But lately, since I have to post like a few times a day, every single day, I've gotten so used to it. And I go live on TikTok. Like, I just feel like I'm speaking to people. And maybe being in quarantine has made me go crazy and I can just talk to a wall like it's a person. But at the same time, it's been great for TikTok. So
now, what's it like, the feedback that you get? I know that to inspire younger folks out there, to inspire other musicians as well, to maybe have that self-esteem that because of seeing how you react.
I mean, it's been incredible to get comments back on my songs, because I remember playing these songs in, you know, empty bars, and the people who were there were just on their phones the whole time and talking to each other. Like, they weren't there for the music. And to have, you know, 40 or 50 people coming to my lives each night just requesting my songs, that's insane. And, you know, to just get this feedback about, you know, they write paragraphs sometimes, they're like, I just want to let you know this song came at a really hard time in my life and it really helped me through something. And I love that so much, because that's what I want to do. Like, that's all I want to do with my songwriting. I want to just be able to connect to other people and have them have something they can like cry jam out to if they need to, and hopefully I've done my job there.
Now, Chloe, what's the next goal for you? I mean, singer, songwriter, social media influencer, is the next one going to be like State House of Representatives? What's the next goal
President
for you?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, everything I'm doing now, but 10 times more. If I can get a bigger following on TikTok, that would be really awesome. I do want to go on tour after the pandemic is over, and just perform more, because I miss live shows so much. And I thought I'd miss them, but I miss them even more than I thought I would. I'm like, I'm ready. Like, let's go back to get that live, because I love the feedback I'm getting on TikTok, but to like hear applause and, yeah, you know, have people come up to you in person, it's just different. And so I really hope to do a lot more of that. And if not 2021, then 2022.
How will you mentally and emotionally prepare for the first show?
That's a great question. I mean, I have been doing these shows from my room for, you know, however long it's been. So I haven't not done anything. So I'm a little bit prepared, but I think stepping on a stage again might... I don't have stage fright, but after all this time, maybe the first time I'll be like, whoa, there's people here like listening to me. What's this? I think I'll just kind of psych myself up and be like, you've literally done this since you were 8 years old. You can do this right now. Like, you're 20. You can handle this.
And Chloe, what's the thing that you miss the most about the stage? Is it the pre-stage anticipation? Is it the first hearing of a lyric sung back to you? What do you miss the most?
I mean, I think the response is really the thing I miss the most, that live, you know, feedback. And not even when you're on stage, but when I come off stage and people are coming up to me and saying, oh my gosh, this song you sang, it's so connected with me. Like, that's exactly the relationship I'm in. And then they tell me their personal stories and stuff. And I just love that. I'm like, yes, we got personal connection. Like, we did it. And it's so great. And again, that's the only reason I write songs, is so people can relate to them, and to have that instant, like, I walk off stage and they're like, oh my gosh, that song in particular changed my life. That's great.
That's great stuff. And Chloe, if folks want to find more information, the music, the social media, the upcoming tour dates, whenever those become available, where's the best place to find you?
I'm on all the things, Spotify, Instagram, probably MySpace if it still exists, TikTok, obviously. TikTok is my main thing right now. It's just all under Chloe Collins Music, like, or just look up my name and it will come up. So I try to make it as accessible as possible.
That's good stuff. Well, Chloe, always great to visit with you. Always, always bright, always cheery. And I hope you have a great weekend and the best of success 2021. And if we don't get to see you in person, hopefully at least by next year, we'll get to catch up again.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks again for joining us for this 16th episode of season 2 of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, question, or anything else you'd like to know, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at GQ with Cam. If you'd like to help out in the funding for this podcast, feel free to click the support tab and follow the instructions. If you have a special guest idea, email me, gqwithcam@gmail.com. Thanks again to Brandon Allen for coming up with the music for the podcast. We're going to let him play us out. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Join me for episode 17 coming up on Monday.